The talks over Iran's nuclear energy program have entered what would many call the final stretch before a memorandum of understanding can be agreed upon. The 7 days of talks in Lausanne have again surrounded technical details, as well as the basics such as sanctions removal. With Israel doing all it can to ensure no deal is ever reached, though its own intelligence has repeatedly told it that Iran has no plans to build nuclear weapons, the questions of the political will of the other side and overcoming the clear deficit of trust remain. That and more in this edition of The Debate. Well, let's now introduce our guests for this edition of The Debate. We're joined by Mideast and South Asia Director of Stratfor, Mr. Kamran Bukhari, who is joining us live from Toronto. And we're also joined by Professor of University of Tehran, Dr. Sayed Mohammad Marandi, who is joining us live right here in the Iranian capital, Tehran. Gentlemen, thanks very much for joining us for this edition of The Debate. Mr. Bukhari, if I may, I'd like to start with you. With many people saying that an understanding of sorts is just around the corner, what are your feelings about the final hurdles?
I think that it was very clear from the beginning that March 31st was not the real deadline. It was put in place as a deadline so as to ensure that the two sides or the many sides in the six-party talks are able to reach a consensus by the June deadline. So I think that we're making progress, and I think that by June 30th, we will have some form of an agreement.
And Mr. Marandi, then the same question to you, essentially, Dr. Marandi. What do you feel about the hurdles that exist at this point in the way of a final deal?
It seems that the major problem really is that the United States and the Europeans have to come to the recognition that Iran has certain red lines that simply cannot be crossed because they deal with issues of sovereignty. If Iran is to slow down elements of its nuclear program or even halt other elements of the program in order to build confidence and trust, then at the end of the day, ultimately after a period of time, things have to go back to normal. So Iran's rights within the framework of the NPT have to be fully recognized. Also, if Iran is to, again, as a sign of goodwill and to help move the process forward, slow down key elements of its nuclear program, then all the sanctions have to be lifted. There's no way that a good deal can come about where the Iranians carry out one part of the deal, yet Western countries, and especially the United States, is allowed to retain sanctions. If it does that, then we will be chasing after the United States for years, if not decades. And that would be completely unacceptable. So if Iran is to take a step in, let's say, resolving the differences or to ease tensions or to create trust, then if there's no concern with the new status quo with Iran for a period of time, let's say enriching lesser amounts of uranium and changing or modifying the Arak installations, then there's no reason for the Americans to be allowed to impose sanctions on ordinary Iranians. And then, of course, there's research and development, where for Iran it's impossible to deny the right of Iranian scientists to think and to learn. That's, again, that's a key line. Other than that, I think that so far the Iranians have shown an enormous amount of flexibility over the last year and a half. And it's really obvious to the international community that the ball is in the court of the United States. So they have to make the key decision. They have to make the political decision to change their attitude towards Iran to come to an agreement.
Very well. Mr. Bukhari, that's a question I want to put to you, in fact, about political will, because that's something that Iranian negotiators in Lausanne have mentioned a number of times, saying that it will take the political will of the other side for an agreement or even an understanding to be reached. How do you feel about the political will of the other side?
Well, I think that there is an argument to be made about political will, but keep in mind, political will is also not without constraints. And when I say constraints, I mean domestic constraints. So when there is only so much that the Rouhani government can do on the part of Iran to come forward, I think the same principle applies to the Obama administration, which also has many opponents to this whole nuclear negotiation process. I'm referring to people in Congress. And so the president is constrained to how far he can show political will as is being identified by the Iranian leadership. So I think it works both ways. I definitely think that there is an argument that there should be political will, but we need to understand the political will is not doesn't operate in a vacuum. It operates in a context of constraints.
Indeed, and I want to stick with you, Mr. Bukhari, because as you've correctly pointed out, that the U.S. president does have to work within constraints with Congress, especially now with Republican control. Then from the Iranian point of view, I would imagine that people can understand that there is then that deficit of trust that will this deal even be honored in the future by the United States?
I think that is a reasonable suspicion, a reasonable doubt. Because even though so much progress has been made, we're still very early on in the overall process. We've yet to see anything beyond an interim joint plan of action. And I think that the fact that we're not getting closer just yet, even though we had the March 31st deadline framework of the agreement to be arrived at, we have not seen that. And we don't know what will come in the next few hours that remain in terms of today's session of negotiations, although they're happening at the deputy foreign minister level. So, yes, I mean, there is a doubt. I mean, and we have once again, there are doubts on the Iranian side whether a future American administration or this administration will honor its commitment down the road. Will it, change the terms of the game? The same kind of suspicions and fears exist on the American side and the wider Western camp, is that right now we have a certain government led by President Rouhani and they're negotiating with a team led by Mohammad Javad Zarif. But what will happen in the future? Will the Iranians honor their side and uphold their end of the bargain? So I think it cuts both ways.
Very well, let's just take a quick time out and let's get to some of our viewer comments as posted on our social media pages. Let's listen to that and we'll be right back.
Iran has done nothing wrong with its nuclear developments. Will the same rules apply to the land-stealing, child-killing, hypocritical Zionists? With the emergence of Russia and China, I think the old guard's power base will diminish, making way for a fairer world for all. Keep on developing, Iran. It's not over until it's over. I am very skeptical about the deal. Nuclear technology is the right of Iran that cannot be denied. The sanctions are illegitimate and ineffective. Iran is negotiating successfully, and it could have achieved its goal by now if Israeli Nationist hurdles weren't created. It's excellent. Now Iran can contribute to humanity without being sanctioned and being blamed on false information. Iran is an important nation to help reshape the Middle East to a high standard and peaceful means. The Iranian culture was made from poetry. It's